Tristan Marie Gaspatarek, or just Tristan, is a singer-songwriter par excellence based in Nashville. At 35, she has released 4 albums, including 2017 Sneaker Waves. Her music is eclectic, retro, rock, pop, laden with memorable hooks, and very literate, intelligent lyrics. Your song, Eager for Your Love.
So when you say, don't believe that it's a curse, don't believe it's so much worse, don't believe that it's a curse, it's just intelligence.
That's to women.
Of course it is.
Don't believe that it's a curse. It's not a curse to be intelligent and to question. And so it's kind of like a given now with the Me Too movement and all of these sort of major movements to talk about what it's like for women in male-dominated fields.
Tame that nasty shrew, because she knows what you're up to. You got to keep her thin and hungry, so she's eager for your love.
Well, that's about breadcrumbing as well, I guess. I think that, you know, if you know what someone's doing to you, or you understand manipulation, or when things are unfair, you're a shrew. I mean, I think that was a real feeling of mine when I was younger. And it's the same thing. It's that person that keeps you eager for their love. And so you're asking for intimacy and they're only able to keep you just that close.
Right. Keep you at arm's length, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Can we talk about your song, Glass Jar?
Well, sure. So I don't know if you've ever had to do a bug collection. Go out into the field and you find an insect and you trap it in a glass jar and then you take it inside and you get a cotton ball and you dip it in alcohol and you put it inside of the jar. And then you freeze the jar and the bug. And then you take a pin and you drive it through the heart of the bug, put it onto a piece of paper. And this song, Glass Jar, is about people that make you feel that way in conversation.
I love the line, don't take the bait, let the haters hate. Being in broadcasting, oh my God, that's so true. And that people do develop ideas of who you are just by listening to you on the air, as they do you as a musical performer.
Absolutely, and I think that that's the point, is like when you put yourself out there like that, you have to sort of be ready for the comment section, right? You have to hold your head high, and that's kind of one of the biggest lessons I learned of my 20s. You know, I used to be a very, like, a hothead, an angry person. I used to run to conflict like some kind of warrior, and I was part of the problem. And I think that one of the lessons I learned was how to remove myself, you know, from conflict. And it's funny, the older you get, you know, you get to the late 20s and these same life lessons start to sort of like hit you over the head, and you keep getting hit over the head, and you either decide one day to duck, you know, you learn what's coming and you decide to figure out a better way to do things, or life can get pretty rough for you.
Can we move on and talk about the song Got Some?
Well, that's a song about suspicious late night phone calls. It's a song about staying with someone even though you know you're not completely into them, but they're reliable. And maybe they're safe because they love you more than you love them.
I love the line, I think you're pretty cool, but as a general rule, I'm going to hang back here. Have you ever said that to somebody?
No, I haven't. I've only written it, so I guess I've said it to a lot of people. Think you're pretty. Well, the hook is, at least I know I got some if I need some. I mean, it's not about, you know, I'm madly in love with you. It's, you're there for me when I need you, and it's about a booty call, really.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't going to suggest that to a poetess.
Tristan's new album is called Sneaker Waves.
You can find her music at tristan.com. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Lang.